Hi, thank you for joining me on Holy Spirit Feed. This is Jen Johnson. I can't wait to share what Holy Spirit has been revealing. I'm praying that your spiritual senses will be open to receiving what Holy Spirit has for you. Welcome back, Holy Spirit Feed family. In this episode, we are continuing on with our theme of living close to the repentance line. If you haven't heard part one of this series, please go back and check it out. We're going to jump right back in where we left off last time. Just a reminder, a biblical view of repentance being to change your mind to agree with God. Okay, so as we continue, just keep that in mind. And just a reminder, this series we're calling Walk the Line, all right? And we can't really talk about walking the line without talking about Johnny Cash's song. Come on, anybody like it? It's called Walk the Line. So the lyrics of this song, they are spot on. It's a love song. It was written for his first wife. Now, he did go on to have a second, but, you know, he had the right idea with these lyrics. So praise God for his mercy, for grace, forgiveness, and for second chances. Amen. All right, so we're going to just read through some of these lyrics, but I want us to draw the connection of being a love song of ours toward God. And I think you'll see the link to this living close to the repentance line concept. If you know the song, you are welcome to sing along if you like. I'm just going to go ahead and read through the first part of it. So he says, I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. All right, so let's talk about that. He says right off the bat that he keeps a close watch on this heart of mine. Because you're mine, I walk the line. So he watches his heart because he loves her. So are we watching our hearts? Proverbs 4:23, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So what flows from it? Everything you do. Other versions say, for the heart determines the course of your life. Another one says, keep your heart with diligence, for from it flow the springs of life or issues of life. It's clear that God is after our hearts. Luke 6:45 says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. You ever heard that saying, you're full of it? Well, whatever that is, it's coming from your heart. Bill Johnson said at one point in a message, if someone has poor language or speaks wrong, hurtful, wicked things, it's not a speech thing, it's a heart thing. It reveals the condition of the heart. So our words are a heart thing. And you know what else is a heart thing? Repentance. Turning our hearts back to God. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what's repentance again? It's changing the way you think in your heart. It may start in your mind for sure. Romans 12, verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So it starts in the mind, but it ends and confirms. It takes root. It begins the change, the transformation in the heart as well. Just a side note on hearts, those of you in the medical field may know this, but our hearts actually have neurons, like a cluster of nerve cells. It's like we have a little brain in our heart. So physically, we can think in our heart. There's science proving and testifying over and over again that God is. Our hearts are vital to our physical existence and our spiritual. So Johnny Cash, man, he was on to something. Because you're mine, I walk the line. We have given our hearts to God because he first gave us his. 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. There's a song by Amanda Cook, "I am yours and you are mine." And the line goes, "I am yours and you are mine. This is what you had in mind the whole time. It's always been about love." You guys, this was always about our hearts. Revelation 2, 1 through 5, this is written by John. It says, "Write this letter to the angel of the church in Ephesus. This is the message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven gold lampstands. I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. You have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles but are not. You have discovered they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from its place among the churches." Okay, there's a lot in that passage there in Revelation. It's great stuff. But let's pull something key out of verse 4. It says, "You don't love me or each other as you did at first." And other versions refer to it as abandoning your first love. And as believers, we all recognize that as Jesus. Jesus is our first love, and rightly so. If we have abandoned that, let's get back to him. But also important, have we abandoned each other? Because each other is Christ too. We are the body. Now, if someone refuses your love, sometimes, you know, all you can do at that point is pray for them. But we can't say we love Jesus and hate our brother at the same time. The passage in Revelation in verse 5, it goes on to say, "Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. Repent and love me." He is our first love. We did something called a Third Saturday Love Challenge recently at our church, and it was just focused on loving God and loving people, getting back to the basics. God is sitting on this topic. I feel like he is just hovering over it like Holy Spirit hovered over the earth in the beginning. I'm going to read Matthew 23, verse 37. It says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones God's messengers. How often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen protects her chicks beneath her wings, but you wouldn't let me." You know, sometimes I feel like that prophet who gets killed and stoned. But seriously, no way do I want to be a person who wouldn't let him gather me and protect me under his wings. Do you? Are you that stubborn and prideful? He's hovering over this repentance thing and this love thing for a reason. We have to be walking the line of repentance if we intend to live from a heart of love for our Father. So we're going to activate this right now. We're going to invite Holy Spirit to speak to us individually. So please prepare yourself to hear from him. He's a loving Father. He wants to speak to you. Holy Spirit, what do you want to say to me about walking the line of repentance? Okay, something may have popped into your head that needs to change, that you need to make a decision to agree with God on. Don't delay. Make it a quick choice and get the train back on track with God and take action on it. We'll wrap up there for now, but don't drop that activation and pursue what Holy Spirit was telling you there. Find out more from him. All right, we'll have one more episode in this series coming down the pipeline, so don't miss it. And hey, I just want to take some time and pray us out of this one. So join me in prayer if you would. Holy Spirit, thank you for the revelation that you gave each of us during that activation. It's our heart to keep a close watch on our hearts, to protect our hearts for you, Lord, to get back to our first love. And we thank you that when we turn toward you, you are always ready to gather us under your wings. We receive your forgiveness. We receive your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.